Okay, we're holding on Pesachim Daf Ayin Tet, or the top of Ayin Tet, Amad Aleph, Mimukudashin Enoken. So we said that in regard to other korbanota, this is not the case. So what did we mean by that? Matnitin, or rather, we're not going to be exploring what we meant by that exactly, but we're going to be exploring who the author is. Matnitin Bani, Rabbi Yeshua Hi. This must be Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. The Tanya learned in a bright Rabbi Yeshua, Omer calls Vachim Shapitorash, Ishtairman, Kazai Basar, Kazai Chalev, Zorek the Dam, Kazai Basar, Kazai Chalev, and Zorek the Dam. So, when we suggest that by other Korbanot, if any of the either blood or the Chalev is still around, you do this Zorek the Dam, must be Rabbi Yeshua's Shita, as opposed to suggesting that, if you only have the chaylev and not the basa, you shouldn't do the zrika. It must be Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that even the chaylev is enough to go through with the zrika tadam. Uba ola, and furthermore, when it comes to the korban ola, filu chatzai basar vachetzai chaylev, zaraka tadam v'neshi kula kalil. Because the korban ola is burnt up entirely, even if you have half a kazayat of basar or half a kazayat of chaylev, still you're going to do the zrika tadam. Ubi mincha, afal pi shekula kayamet lo yizrok. And when it comes to a korban mincha, even if the entirety of the korban mincha is still kayam, so you do not do the the zrika here. Mincha mayavidite. What zrika tadam do we have by a korban mincha? You know, that's odd. Generally, mincha that we're referring to is made of flour or oil. What zrika tadam are we talking about? Amar Rav Papa mincha nisachim. Are we talking about a korban mincha that was brought from nisachim, or brought from different liquids that generally had accompanying korbanot with them? So if the liquids became tamei, so you didn't do the zrikat adam when it comes with the accompanying korbanot. Rather, the mincha nesachim was brought in accompaniment to the korban. So you may have thought that because it comes along with a korban that's a proper animal, you should treat it like a korban, where if it becomes tamei, so did zrikat adam. Kamash malan, we taught that you don't treat it like the zeva. Chelev minolan. Well, how do we know that if any chelev is left over, you do the zrikat adam? Meaning we know by basar, because the basar you could still eat. But however, if any of the chelev's left, when you can't even eat the chelev, still you do the zrikat adam? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Umatu ba Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, and some think that he said in the name of Yeshua ben Chananya. Damar Kara, well, the pasuk says, "V'hikter ha'chelev l'reach michoach Hashem." You bring the chelev l'reach michoach Hashem. Chelev af pishein shein basar, which means that even if it's just chelev and no basar, still it should be burnt up properly. Eshvichan chelev yeter akher ha'kaved v'shtei klaliot minalan. Okay, well, that's a source that if the chelev is left over, you still go through that it's still a proper korban, you go through the zrikat hadam. However, what about the leftover of the kaved, of the liver, or the klio, the kidneys, right? If there was remnants of those, would you still do the zrikat hadam? Right? So, what is the source that you still do zrikat hadam if only the kidneys or the liver were left over? Hey, Chamrinin the Zarkinan. Wait one second. How do you even know that you do the Zrikat Adam? You're making an assumption here. Maybe we don't. The Katani, well, we did teach in a Braita, of a Mincha, Afal Pi Shekula Kayemet, Lo Yizrok, that when it comes to a Mincha, even if the entirety of the Mincha is left over, still don't do the Zrikat Adam, it became Tame. Mincha Hu Delo, Aval Yoter Dekaved, Vishtei Klayot Shapir Dami. And what you're coming to teach me is that Davka Mincha is the only thing that you don't do the Zrikat Adam for. However, even something as minuscule as the leftover kidneys and the liver, that you would do the Zrikat Adam for minalan. So how do you know this? How do you know the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan didei amar. Rabbi Yochanan made the following drasha himself. Amar kura l'reach nichoach. Kol shat amale l'reach nichoach. So he says, the pasuk says l'reach nichoach. It should be an appeasing smell for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So anything that you burn for the purpose of Reach Nichoach, if you have some of that left, then you still go through this Zrikat Adam. V'itzarech l'michtav chelev, itzarech l'michtav Reach Nichoach. And by the way, you need to teach me both. Meaning once you have a Reach Nichoach, you could ask, why do I need a specific pasuk by chelev? Right? I should just learn everything from Reach Nichoach, both the chelev and the kilayim, both the and the kavod and the klayot. Right, so why do I need both? So you actually do need both. What if you only would have taught me chelev? Well, then obviously I would know that chelev, yes, but anything else like the liver and the kidneys, then no, because it's not chaylev. The Torah says, oh, davka the chaylev, you have leftover chaylev, you go through and sprinkle the blood. And then the Torah said, l'rech nichoach, to teach you that everything else. And if the Torah only would have written l'rech nichoach, so that seemingly I could learn both the chaylev and the liver and the kidneys, have amina kol ol in the reach nichoach, that literally anything that's offered up as for a reach nichoach, vafilu mincha, right? And even the korban mincha, which we just said, should not be brought up, katav rachmana chelev, and therefore the Torah says chelev, to teach you that it's not anything. That, the fact that we have to teach you chelev, it means that l'reach nichoach didn't mean to imply everything, because if it meant to imply everything, it would have implied also the chelev, but we taught chelev explicitly to tell you that reach nichoach is a limited term and only teaches you some things. So what does it not teach you? It doesn't teach you mincha. New Mishnah. Nitma kal or rubo, oshayu akoanim tmeim vakal tehorim, yasu b'tuma. Okay, so if the following happens, right? If the congregation, or even most of the congregation, becomes tameh, or if the kohanim are tameim and the congregation is tahor, then you bring the korban pesach in a state of tuma. Nitma miutakal, if the minority of the congregation became tameh, hatahorin osin et harishon. Okay, so those who are tahor do the korban rishon, but tameim osin sheni, and those who are tameh do the korban do the pesach sheni. Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Arei Shayu Yisrael Tmein, V'Kohanim Uchli Sharet Tahorin. If the congregation of Israel was Tameh, but the Kohanim and the vessels used for the Korban are Tahor, O Shayu Yisrael Tahor, V'Kohanim Uchli Sharet Tmein, vice versa, V'Afilu Yisrael V'Kohanim Tahorin, Uchli Sharet Tmein. And even if it's Klal Yisrael and the Kohanim are Tahor, but then the vessels are Tameh, Yasu Betuma, so you should do the Korban in the state of Tuma, Shein Korban Tzibor Chalok, because you don't make such a division by a Korban Tzibor, what's Tameh, what's Tahor, right? If any of those are Tameh, then you do the Korban in the state of Tuma. Amar of Chizda, Lo Shano Elish, and Ditma Asaki, and the Tameh Meh. We're only talking about such a case where the knife brought for the slaughtering knife was Tameh Betumat Meit. Right, that's what we're talking about here. The Rahman Amar Bechalal Cherev, Cherev Haruk Chalal. The Torah says, with the body of someone who was killed by the sword, and it compares the body to the sword, just like the body of Tumat Meit in the first degree. So to the sword itself is Tameh Tumat Meit in the first degree. It's not a Rishon, it's the Guf of Tumah. It's the Avatumah, Veka Metame Legabra, in which case the knife itself is going to be metame the person bringing it, the meikara kimit avid betumat aguv dechared kamit avid, right? And so when you're doing the korban, in a state where you're definitely tame tumat aguv, and because of tumah huchu betzibor, so you're allowed to do it anyway. Aval nitma sakim betumat hasheret. However, if the knife, the sakim becomes tame betumat hasheret, the baser du mitam metamia le, meaning that only the meat of the korban is going to become tamei besach on knife. Legaver lo metamei. However, the person slaughtering it is not going to become tamei. Tehorin avid tmein lo avid. Right? Then only the tahor people do the korban, but the tmeim do not bring the korban rishon. Why? Because if it was the first case, then everyone's going to be tamei, right? Because the kohen bringing the korban, anyone who slaughters the korban is going to be themselves tamei. In which case, the kohanim are going to be tmeim, and so we say to mahuchu betzibor. Now everyone is allowed to do the korban pesach. However, if the kohanim do not become tamei because the knife is only making the meat tameh, but not the person tameh, then you still have a minority of people who are tameh, in which case they should be doing the pesach sheni. Mutav yecha betumat basar belav, and essentially what we are saying here is that we would prefer that the congregation who is tahor eat korban pesach meat, which is tameh, which is a lotase, v'al yechal basar betumat haguf shu bekaret, rather than someone who is tameh themselves eat Korban Pesach meat, which is punishable by karet, right? Which is interesting, right? Because, we're telling them you should eat the Korban Pesach because tumah huchu betzibor, and therefore, even though you're tameh, it's fine, eat the Korban Pesach, right? But here we're making an assessment as if we were like maintaining the fact that you're still tameh. We don't see you as tahor, we still see you as tameh, and what you're doing is an isur karet. However, because of tumah huchu betzibor, then we say that you're allowed to do this isur karet. However, if we have the option between part of the population eating tameh meat, part of the population eating tameh meat, which is a lav, and all of the population eating tahor meat but in a state of tuma, or tameh meat in a state of tuma, we're going to go with the lav as opposed to the isur karet. However, that would imply that what? Alma Kazavar of Chizda, Tuma dechuyehu betzibor. Must be the Rav Chisda holds Tuma dechuye betzibor. I mean, it's not totally trumped. It's not totally wiped away, and we pretend like you're not even tame. Rather, it's just dechuya. It just pushed off. So you're tame, and that's a problem. You shouldn't be eating the Korban Pesach. However, in this particular situation, we allow you to eat the Korban Pesach and even tell you to eat the Korban Pesach. We don't pretend like you're not tame. Tuma hitru betzibor means that you're not tame. For all intents and purposes, you are not tame. But here, from the fact that we're maintaining the fact that even if the majority of the population is Tameh, and you're eating the Korban Pesach according to Rav Chisda, we still see it as an Isser Karet, that you're allowed to do in this situation, but we maintain the fact that you're Tameh. So you must hold Tumeh Dechuya B'tzibur. If you have Tumeh Huchu B'tzibur, you wouldn't see you as Tameh at all whatsoever. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Tumeh Dechuya B'tzibur. And similarly, Rabbi Yitzchak paskins that Tumeh is Dachuya B'tzibur. We still see you as Tameh fundamentally. For Rava Amar, Afilu Tumeh Nami Avdi, according to Rava, even the people who are tamei should be a part of the korban pesach rishon, even if the knife was tamei too much sheretz, so the kohanim don't become tamei. My time out. What's the reason for this? Tichtiv. Well, it's written as follows. Very, very interesting pasuk. Very interesting limud that he does here. The baser v'habasar shirigar b'chol tamei lo yachel. Meat that comes in contact with anything that's tamei, you should not be eating that meat. Ba'eshi seref. Rather burn it in the fire. V'habasar kol tahor yachel basar. Right. And it comes to meat that is tahor. All tahor people are eating should eat that meat. Kol hechad lo karina be vabasar sheyiga b'chol tameh lo yachel lo karina be vabasar kol tahor yachel basar. So wherever we don't apply half of that pasuk, we don't apply the other half of the pasuk. What does that mean? Well, if we are not applying the pasuk of tameh meat should be burnt and not eaten, why are we not applying that? Because this is tameh meat, and we're saying we should eat it because it's tameh to my sheretz. But still, we're telling the Tahor people to eat it. In which case, we're not being Mekayim the first part of that pasuk. In which case, we don't have to be Mekayim the second part of that pasuk, which is that only Tahor people can eat Tahor meat. Oh, so because we're saying that the Tameh meat can be eaten, we're not being Mekayim half of the pasuk. So the other half of the pasuk that says that only Tahor people can eat the meat, we're not going to be Mekayim either. Cholecha de karina beva basar shiriga b'chol tameh lo yachel, karina beva basar kol tahor yachel basar. So in such a case where we're allowing Tahor people to eat Tameh meat, we're going to allow Tameh people to eat tahor meat, right, or tamei meat for that matter. Itmar, harei shayu Yisrael mechta tahor umechta tmeim. Okay, following case, very interesting. You have exactly half and half, tamei and tahor. What do you do there? Rav amar mechta mechta karo. Wherever you have half and half, we treat it like it's a majority, and you have a majority. You have the majority is considered to be tamei. Rav Kana Amar Mechta Mechta Enokarov, and Rav Kana says that Mechta Mechta is not considered like a majority. Don't have a majority of Tamei people, in which case you don't have a Tumah Huchu B'Tibor. Rav Amar Mechta Mechta Karov Halalo Osin LaAtzman Halalo Osin LaAtzman. Right, so Rav holds that half and half is like having a majority of Tamei people, so that everyone should be doing a Pesach Rishon, and still you have Tahor people doing it by themselves and Tamei people doing it by themselves. They shouldn't mix. But Rav Kana Amar Mechza Mechza Eino Karov, and Rav Kana says that half and half is not like having a majority of Tameim. Tehorin Osin Eta Rishon, Tamein Osin and Tsheni. Those who are Tahor do the Pesach Rishon, those who are Tamei do the Pesach Sheni. Ikid Amri, those who say like this, that Rav Kana's treatment is a little bit different than we stated before, and Amar Rav Kana, Mechza Mechza Eino Karov, that half and half is not like having a majority of Tamei people. Tehorin osin et arishon, tmein en osin lo et arishon lo et sheni. And the second group of people do not do the Pesach Rishon, and they don't do the Pesach Sheni either. Why? The Rishon lo avdi lo avdi beruba. They can't do the Korban Rishon because they're not rov. They're not the majority of the population. The majority of the population is not Tameh, in which case the Tameh people can't partake in the Pesach Rishon. The Sheni lo avdi lo avdi le miuta. But they can't do a Pesach Sheni because when do the Tameh people do a Pesach Sheni? When there was a minority of Tameh people when the Pesach Rishon was brought. There wasn't a minority. It was half and half. In which case, you cannot do the Pesach Sheni either. Okay, so we learned in a Mishnah Nitma Kahal O Rubo O Shahu Akonim Tmeim Vakal Dehorin Yase Betuba. So our Mishnah taught that if the congregation was Tame, or at least most of it were most of the congregation were Tame, and the Kohanim were Tmeim, or the Kahal was Tahor, or the Kohanim with Tmeim and the congregation was Tahor, then you do it in a state of Tumah, right? That was our Mishnah. We learned that. Rubo Huda Avdi Betuma Abal Palga Lo Avdi Berishon Kashi Lora. Seems to indicate that what? That own Davke, if you have a majority, that's when you do it in the state of Tumah. But if you have half and half, implied by our Mishnah, you don't do it, right? You only do it while you have Rov and not half an half. So that's the difficulty for Rav, and it seems to be a Raya for Rav Kana. Amar Harav, Rav responded to you as follows. Ruba avde kulhu betuma, palga palga, halalu osin atman, halalu osin atman. Yeah, look at the Lashon. If you have a majority, so then everyone does it together in the state of tuma. They all bring one. But as I taught, when you have half and half, you don't do everyone bringing it together. You do the Tameim doing it together, and the Tahorim doing it together. Everyone's bringing a Pesach Rishon, however, they're not bringing it together. And that's what the Mishnah meant to say, by if you have Rov, you do it all together. When you don't have Rov, well, then you still do, everyone does Pesach Rishon, but they don't do it together. And this Davka is a very reasonable understanding of our Mishnah. The Katani Seifa, because look at what the Seifa said. Nitma miu takal, if the minority of the congregation became Tamei Tehorin, Osen Tavrishon, Tamei No Tehcheni. In such a case, you have the Tahor people doing the Pesach Rishon and the Tahor people doing the Pesach Sheni. Miu to the Avdi Bisheni, of Apalgil, Apalgil, Lo. Right, which seems to indicate that if you have the minority of the people who are Tamei, that's when they do the Pesach Sheni. However, if you have half and half, then they wouldn't be doing the Pesach Sheni. The only way to resolve that is like Rav Ta, where you have, if they are exactly half and half, so they don't do it together by Pesach Rishon, but they both bring Pesach Rishon, and if it's majority Tameh, then they all bring Pesach Rishon. If it's majority Tahor, then you have the Tahor people bringing Pesach Rishon, and the Tameh people bring Pesach Sheni. The Avdi Rishon, right? The Halalu Osin Latzman, Halalu Osin Latzman, right? In such a case, you have Everyone does the Pesach Rishon, but the Tamar people do it to themselves, and the Tamar people do it to themselves. And this is clearly a difficulty for Rav Kana Shita, because when you look at the Seifa, and the Seifa indicates that Davka, when you have a Mi'ut, is when you do the division of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, that seems to indicate to you that Davka Mi'ut ve'palga palga lo, as he suggests. Amar Lecha Rav Kana, nitmu Mi'ut akal, tehorin osin tarishon v'tmeim osin tesheni. Yeah, well, what happens if you have a minority of the congregation become Tameh? So that's when you have the split between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, ha'palga v'palga. However, if it gets to half and half, tehorin osin tarishon, v'tmeim enosin lo tarishon v'lo tesheni. Right? However, if you have exactly half and half, right, if you have exactly half and half, then the people who are Tahor do the Pesach Rishon, and the people who are Tameh, as I said, don't bring a Korban at all. And therefore, my Shita works perfectly with the Mishnah. Atina Chalishna Pasha, the Rav Kana. Yeah, well, that makes perfect sense for the latter Lashon of Rav Kana, who made that that assertion that if you have half and half, that the Tahor people bring the Pesach Rishon, and the Tameh people don't bring it at all. Ela lehach lishna de amar Rav Kana tehorim osin tarishon tmei nosin tasheni. According to the first lashon of Rav Kana, who says that if you have half and half, then if you have half and half, which would be like you have a minority of tahor people, and as we do a proper division of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, that seems to be a problem with the lashon of the Mishnah that says that if you have a minority, that only if you have a minority, you do the division between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Ma'ikil Meimar. So what can this Shita, what can this lashon of Rav Kana say to defend their position? Amar Rav Kana, who had in the filu palga o palga nami tehorin osin et Rishon tmei nosin tesheni va the katani miyut akal tana Risha rubu tana nami sefer miyut. Miuto. It's not such a big kasha, right? Inachinami. The rule is, even if it's half and half, you do the division between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And the only reason we taught the Mishnah taught that way is because of parallel language. The Mishnah does this very often. Right? The Mishnah is written in a very clear and easy to understand. The Mishnah is very often written in parallel language. Right? It kind of helps you remember it. Right? You say A is like one and B is like two. You want it to be exactly parallel. Right? And so. And so the Mishnah taught it in parallel language, even though there is a nuance of the halacha that is not exactly that way. And we see that very often, that we're able to understand the Mishnah, that some of the potential halachic inferences from the Mishnah are not exact based on the Lashon, because the Mishnah saw it as very important to phrase the Mishnah in a way that was parallel and easy to remember. Tana kavate de Rav Kana kitrei lishanai. Right? Okay, so there are brightas that support Rav's understanding, and there are different brightas that support the different lishanot of Rav Kana. Tana kavate de Rav, what's the brightas that supports Rav's shita? Hayu yishal mechta tzahorin mechta tmein, halalu osin la'atzman, halalu osin la'atzman. Right? Explicit brightas that taught what Rav holds by the case of where you have half and half, where everyone brings a Pesach Rishon, but they just split it between Tameh and Tahor. Tanak Elishin Akamad Rav Kana. Here's the Braita that supports the first Lashon of Rav Kana. Harei Shayu Yisrael Mechta Torah Mechta Tzmein. What if it was half and half? Tehorin Osin Et Harishon Tzmein Osin Et Sheni. Right? Tahor people bring the Pesach Harishon. Tanak people bring a Pesach Sheni. Tanak Elishin Ba'achad Rav Kana. And a Braita that seems to support the latter Lashon of Rav Kana. Harei Shayu Yisrael Mechta Torah Mechta Tzmein. So you have a case of half and half. Tehorin Osin Et Harishon Tzmein and Osin Lo Et Harishon Lo Et Sheni. Right, that the Tehorim people bring the Pesach Rishon, and the Tamei people can't bring the Pesach Rishon or the Pesach Sheni. Here, three different brachas that seem to indicate three different, seem to support three different shitas. Now we have to ask, what's Rav going to say to the other two shitas, to the brachas, the two brachas that don't support a shita, and what's Rav Kana going to say to the brachas that support one of his shita but not the other, and the brachas that supports Rav's shita, and what's the second lashon of Rav Kana going to say about the bright that supports Rav and the bright that supports the first Lashon of Rav Kana. The Rav, Ulishna Batu, the Rav Kana. Okay, so when it comes to Rav's Shita, and when it comes to the latter Lashon of Rav Kana's Shita, Haratana Tehorin, Osin, Etarishin, Etmein, Etasheni, Efim Etarzila. How do they explain the Lashon of the Brighta that seems to indicate, that even when you have half and half, you divide it between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. You go and show Yisrael Mechta Torah and Mechta Tzmein. We're talking about a case where Klal Yisrael was half and half, and Noshim Mishlim was Tzmein. However, the women are what are included in that count of the Tzmein the women are included in the count of the Tzmein because some are Noshim Rishon Rishon. And he holds that women are not obligated to partake in the Pesach Rishon. Rather, it's a reshut. They're allowed to partake in the Pesach Rishon, Dal Nashim Mitzmein, in which case you should not consider them in the count for the Pesach Rishon. You should only consider them in the count of the Pesach Sheni because they're not going to contribute to accomplishing a rov or even a half in the Pesach Rishon, which they're not obligated in. So remove them from the count of Tzmein. V'havul Tzmein Mi'uta. In such a case, then the Tzmeim are really in the mute because they're only half and half once you included the women, but the women are not obligated in the first of the Pesach, Korban Pesach, Umiuta Yidchul Pesach Sheni. And in such a case, the minority is going to go to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's the case where it's talking about where you have a division between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, when you have half and half, when only the women are making it half, and they're not obligated in that Korban, so you should remove them for the count. L'Rav, Ulalishna Kamed Rav Kana, and when it comes to Rav Shita and the first Lashon of Rav Kana, Hadatani Tehorin Osin Tarishon Tzmein Enosin Lo Tarishon Lo Tasheni, Hechem Tarzila. How do they understand the Mishnah that seems to the Brayta that seems to indicate that that when you have half and half, those who are Tamei never get to put in the Korban? Rav Tarzila. So this is how Rav would explain that Brayta. Kigon Shai Yisrael Mechta Tzmein Mechta Tarin. So you have half and half. Rav Nashim Odvot Al Tarin. And the women were included in the number for the Tahorin because some are Nashim Rishon Chova, and women are obligated to bring the Korban Pesach Rishon Ubasheni Rishut. However, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, they have a Rishut to be involved in Pesach Sheni. But Rishon Lo Avdi they have a Miut, and so why didn't they bring the Korban Rishon? Well, because they're in a minority here. The Tzmeim they're in a minority. Sorry, of the. The Tzmeim are not in the majority. The Tzmeim are in the minority. And in which case, they can't bring the Korban Rishon. Umiut lo avdi b'rishon. Umiuta lo avdi b'rishon. And the minority of Tzmeim people don't bring the Korban Rishon. Upesach sheni lo avdi. And by Pesach Sheni, they also don't bring Dal Nashim Minayu. Because you remove them from the count of the Tamei and the Tahor by the Pesach Sheni, which they're not obligated in, Vahavalu Palga Upalga. In which case, you have half and half, Upalga Upalga, Lo Avdi Sheni. Right? And when you have exactly half Tamei and half Tahor, you don't bring a Pesach Sheni. Right? So the case is like this, right? You have exactly half and half men, with including the women, so you have more Tahor than Tamei. In which case, And you should include the women there because they're obligated in the Korban Rishon. So you have a minority of Tamei people by the Pesach Rishon if you include everyone who is obligated in it, right? Now, by the Pesach Sheni, which women are not obligated in, rather it's a reshut for them, so then you have to take the women out of the count. And now that the women are out of the count, they're no longer the minority. They're in fact half and half. And because they're half and half, they can't bring the Pesach Sheni. That is how Rav would explain that Braita. The Rav Kana, Damar Palganami Avdi B'Sheni. Now, according to the first Lashon of Rav Kana, who says that if it's half and half, you do a proper division between the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, how would he answer for the Braita that supports the second Lashon of Rav Kana? Right? So this is what he would say. Shayu Yisrael mechza Torah mechza Tmein. It was exactly half and half. And Nashim Mishlim the Torah. However, the woman being involved is what made the woman being tahor is what made the tahor people half and half. The Gasavar Nashim Rishon Chova, and he holds that the women are obligated in the first korban. Rishon Rishut. However, they are not obligated in the second korban. Rishon Lo Avdi. So in the first korban, they the Tmeim shouldn't do it. The Havelu Palga Palga, right? Because you have exactly half and half, and so so they're not going to partake, right? Because they have to be in a majority tuma. The Havelu Palga Palga, right? It's half and half. You Palga Rishon Lo Avdi, right? And if you have only half Tmeim, but the Korban Rishon, you don't participate. Ubisheni Namilo Avdi, and similarly, you don't participate in the Korban Sheni, Dal Nashim Inayim in a Tahorin, because you have to remove the women from the Tahor count, because they're not obligated in the Pesach Sheni. Havelu Tmeim, Ruba. In which case, Tame is Rov, Ruba Lo Avdi Bisheni. And if you have a Tame, if you have Rov Tmeim, then they're not going to be, they can't bring a Korban Pesach Sheni, right? Because you can't bring a Pesach Sheni if you have Rov Tame, you can only bring Pesach Sheni if it's a Miut of Tame. Ula Rav Kana. According to Rav Kana, Hadatanya, Haresh, Hayu Yisrael, Mechza Tori, Mechza Tmein, Halalu Osin La'atman, Halalu Osin La'atman, Hechemetar Tzilah. Now, according to the Lashon of Rav Kana, according to the latter Lashon of Rav Kana, how does he respond to the Lashon of the Brayta that supports the first Lashon of Rav Kana? Amalacha, Rav Kana would say like this, Tanahi, what can you do? It's subject to a Tanahi dispute. Those who say that half and half is like the majority of Tameh, those who say half and half is not like the majority of Tameh, it's actually machloket. And that bright, though, it indicates not like my position, is following the Shita that says that half and half is considered a rove. And I don't hold that way. I'll stop here.